One of the major points of health care reform, or if you prefer health insurance reform at all levels, is to get as many people as possible covered by health insurance. And even before all the parts of the federal Affordable Care Act come into play, coverage of children is on the way up. A recent report shows growing health insurance coverage for California children, and Oregon looks pretty good in the same report. That report comes from the Center for Children and Families at Georgetown University. Joan Alker is the executive director at the Georgetown CCF and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Joan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
A little background, please. Tell us about the Center for Children and Families and what it's about.
So we are a policy center with a mission. We do believe that all children should have coverage, and we do studies and look at how state and federal policies can improve the rate of uninsured children.
And what had been the progress in the years before the Affordable Care Act passed? I mean, what was the general picture of health insurance coverage for children and the general trends?
So since 1997, when the Children's Health Insurance Program first passed, we've seen some bumps in the road, but generally speaking, the number of uninsured children has gone down. And in the last 5 years, we've really seen a lot of progress in that regard. So the Affordable Care Act has helped to maintain those gains, and we expect to see further gains when the Affordable Care Act is fully implemented. But it's really a result of this national bipartisan effort that was spurned by the passage of the Children's Health Insurance Program many years ago.
So I remember that bill passing, the CHIP and the S-CHIP bills that went on. So they were designed to get everybody covered, or was it a majority of people? What was the goal there, and how well has it achieved that goal?
Well, it was designed to really reduce the number of uninsured children, and certainly we've seen that happen. So if you look at the 5.3 million children today who remain uninsured, and that's certainly too many, but as I say, it is has been dropping, and it's actually a historically low percentage that we're seeing right now of 7.2% nationwide uninsured children. But almost 70% of those remaining uninsured children are eligible today for Medicaid or the Children's Health Insurance Program. And in Oregon, that's your Healthy Kids Program. In California, it's through the Medi-Cal program. So it's critically important that we continue to do public education and simplify the application process, because many of these uninsured children do have a path to coverage. They're just not enrolled in it. Now, we will still have some children, primarily immigrant children, who will not have a path to coverage upon full implementation of the Affordable Care Act, and that's unfortunate. But we are poised with full implementation of the Affordable Care Act to really reduce the number of uninsured children another 40 to 50%.
Which would take it down to what, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5 to 3 million kids uncovered?
That's right, yep.
And the progress, though, has it been fairly steady, or you mentioned there were some bumps along the way?
Yeah, I mean, certainly in previous recessions, earlier recessions, it's gone up. But over the last 5 years, we've actually seen steady progress, and the number has come down. And that really is because many states have embraced this, and it's interesting. We do see higher rates of uninsurance in the South and the West, particularly in the South. That's where a great number of uninsured children live. But even in the South, we have some great performers like Alabama, who's reduced their uninsured rate to 4%, far below the national average of 7.2%.
And so how do Oregon and California stack up in that percentage zone? If we're shooting for 7.2, or 7.2% is the national average, where do Oregon and California stand?
So great question. We looked at the two-year period, 2010 to 2012, and Oregon and California started out very similarly at 8.8 and 9%. Both of them came down a lot. Oregon actually had the second largest drop in percent terms to 6.4% uninsured children in Oregon, so you're doing better than the national average. California brought their rate down to 7.9%, so that's still above the national average. So it's interesting because both made good progress, but Oregon made faster progress during the period we looked at.
Simply because Oregon is a smaller and somewhat more flexible state, or just because there was a greater effort?
I think there was a greater effort because this is a percent term. This is not numbers. Certainly California has a lot more uninsured children than Oregon because it's a bigger state. But in percent terms, we saw a greater decline for Oregon, and I think that does reflect a very aggressive effort by the state to get more kids enrolled in Healthy Kids.
We're talking to Joan Alker at the Georgetown Center for Children and Families. She's the executive director. The Georgetown Center for Children and Families is largely focused on health insurance for children and making sure that they do get covered. And we're talking about the recent report indicating that both our states are doing reasonably well. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. Rogue Valley local number 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. So I'm gathering from what you're saying that most of the low-hanging fruit has already been picked here, and is it really just a matter of having to, I don't want to mix metaphors and say beating the bushes, but you're going to have to look a bit harder, it sounds like, to be able to connect eligible people to the programs available to them.
Well, I think that's a fair point. And just to note a couple of populations that continue to have higher rates of uninsurance, Latino children are much more likely to be uninsured. While they make up 24% of children, they make up 40% of the uninsured children in the U.S., and that certainly contributes to California's challenges and Oregon as well, but certainly a big issue in California. Another interesting finding was that children living in rural areas saw no improvement in their coverage rates, even though most demographics did see an improvement. So that's obviously a harder population to reach. And the last point I wanted to make is that it was interesting to me that we found kids, not the poorest kids, it's actually kids just over the poverty line. So families earning between $20,000 to $40,000, their kids have the highest uninsurance rate at 11%. So that suggests to me that those families may not recognize or realize that they are eligible for the Healthy Kids or the Medi-Cal program, and we really need to redouble our efforts in those income ranges.
Okay, that was where I did, in fact, want to focus, because I kind of figured that the people who are really low on the income scale are aware of the fact that they can get whatever the version of Medicaid is, Medi-Cal in California, Oregon Health Plan in Oregon. But it seems like it's that next up zone is the one that is the most trouble.
That's right. I mean, we did find actually the largest. We used to see higher rates below poverty, actually, but we saw a big decline in this period. And so now, as I mentioned, it is that group between about $20,000 and $40,000 of family income that does show the highest uninsured rate.
And so how do you make the contact? How should the states go about making contact with these people and make sure that they can get health insurance coverage for their kids?
Well, there's a few things I'd mention. First of all, and I think Oregon has done a good job of this, it's really important to engage your trusted community partners, particularly when you're talking about families who might have a mixed immigration status. For example, the kid might be a citizen, but the parent might be an immigrant and very fearful of dealing with government. But with respect to any community, you really want to engage those trusted community messengers. The second piece is that states really need to simplify their enrollment process. And this is something I think that has become painfully clear with the difficulties with the Federal Marketplace website, that, you know, if it's too difficult to enroll and too much paperwork is required, that's a real problem, and fewer children end up getting enrolled. And the third piece, and it's good news that both Oregon and California are moving forward in this regard, is that covering their parents will also really help get kids insured. And we know both states are moving forward with the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion for parents and other adults. In previous experience, like in Massachusetts when they did health reform, they reduced their number of uninsured children by 50% by covering their parents and other adults, even though most of them were already eligible. The renewed outreach, the offer of whole family coverage helps kids as well.
So the parent will come in and say, this is coverage for me, and then while they're there, get the kids signed up as well?
That's right. They'll learn that the children are also eligible, because there's so much attention, and you've certainly seen in Oregon already some wonderful enrollment numbers in your Medicaid program early on, and we anticipate that they will pick up a number of kids who have already been eligible but are just now coming in to enroll.
Joan, are there any cultural barriers here? I mean, things in which people just think, hey, you know, my kids are healthy, they're fine, they don't need insurance coverage, anything like that? Or is it just a matter of just generally not being aware of what's available?
I think there is some of that. You know, I think in some places there may be some stigma, and that really speaks to the need, again, for the state to really put out the welcome mat, as we like to call it, and reach out to families, particularly those from different cultural backgrounds, who may not come from a culture where insurance is part of the healthcare system.
I'm glad you brought up the issue with the healthcare.gov debacle of late, and it's actually pretty bad in Oregon as well with the Cover Oregon website. Although Covered California is doing just fine, but it certainly does sort of paint this brush across health insurance efforts generally. But I want to know is even before we get to this point though, how great are the variations in application and enrollment issues from state to state? I mean, are they wildly different from one to the other? Are they fairly similar?
Well, if you look over the last 15 years, they have been wildly different. But over time, this is why I think we've really started to see a reduction, a steady reduction in the number of uninsured children. We've seen a lot of those best practices get picked up around the country. Certainly not universally so, though. And in fact, the Affordable Care Act, once it gets up and running a little more smoothly, is actually going to include some of those best practices and require them, and that's good news. For example, moving to electronic verification, which obviously right now is not working too well, but in theory is a great idea so that families don't have to bring in a lot of paperwork.
All right, so so improving certainly as you go along. And when we were talking about making sure that you use the trusted community partners, so it sounds like a lot of face-to-face contact is really the key here.
You know, it can be, and I think, you know, schools are a great place, too. We did find that school-age children actually have higher uninsured rates than younger children. That's probably, I mean, younger children, as any parent knows, my goodness, the babies and infants have to come in constantly for checkups, and that helps to get kids connected to the medical system, which can help them get enrolled. So certainly schools, but also really getting into those communities where we can see, be it, you know, the Latino or the rural community, whatever it is, looking closely at the data where we expect to see larger pockets of uninsured kids.
Where once upon a time you might have attempted to get out mass messages through things like public service announcements on broadcast media, has that approach changed? I mean, does the world of the Internet and fragmented communication in so many different realms, so many different screens, change the way you approach people or way the way that people trying to get kids insured do approach people?
That's a great question. And I think in the early years of CHIP, in the late 90s, we did see a lot more emphasis on those kinds of broad advertising campaigns. And that exists to some degree still. But we have seen a movement away from that to more targeted efforts, to more community-based efforts. Because it's not just knowing about it, it's actually helping folks sign up and get enrolled for the coverage.
And so, I mean, are states putting some money into the process? Or California in particular put some dollars on the table to be able to either get state workers doing this or to put some funding into the community partners to get them out there to get kids signed up?
Yeah, there's actually been federal grants as part of the reauthorization of the CHIP program in 2009. There were some federal grants, some federal outreach grants that were put out on the street. So those have been very helpful to spur some renewed round of efforts.
So if we're talking 7.2% of the child population uninsured, how does that compare to the adult population at the moment?
The adult population is far, far higher. It's about 20% uninsured. So we certainly expect that number to come down once the Affordable Care Act is implemented. And it's very interesting, particularly on the eve of the Affordable Care Act, because I think there are really some lessons learned from our experience with the kids in this country. Because we've had Medicaid and CHIP for them, we've been able to reduce the uninsured rate to 7.2, but adults are lagging way behind because in most states they haven't had that kind of eligibility that kids have had. And I think, you know, Medicaid and CHIP are examples of federal-state partnerships that work. They've successfully driven down the uninsured rate for kids, and they're a testament to what states can accomplish when they lean in and work with the federal government.
And what was, if we're talking 7.2% right now, what was the, before CHIP, what was the rate of uninsured kids in the country before that?
Over the period since CHIP passed, this is actually a slightly different data source, but the number has been reduced by about 25%, the uninsured kids number. And bear in mind that during that period, the number of adults has gone up quite a lot because we've seen declines in employer-sponsored coverage. And kids have had this Medicaid and CHIP safety net, but the adults really haven't. So it's not only that the number has come down quite a bit, but it's also the fact that, as I say, in the absence of these programs, it would have gone up pretty dramatically.
It seems like at one point, at least, that the CHIP was a political football. I do remember a fairly good-sized congressional fight over it quite a few years ago, and I honestly don't remember the content of that. Are those days past? Are people pretty much online with CHIP, or has it just been obscured by the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think in the first years of CHIP, I mean, it's interesting. The last state to adopt the CHIP program was Texas when Governor Bush was president. It took 2 years, and that's instructive, I think, with respect to the Medicaid expansion that's currently an issue around the country. Only 25 states have picked that up so far. Over time, I think we saw a lot of bipartisan embrace of CHIP, but unfortunately, as everybody knows, partisanship is really taken a beating. And in fact, when he was president, President Bush vetoed the CHIP bill a couple of times. And so when President Obama came in, it was actually one of the first bills that he signed. So I do hope, though, that given that, you know, as we also did a poll that I didn't mention, most people think the number of uninsured kids is going up when in fact it's going down. So people really aren't aware of this good news story. But you see very strong support, almost 90% across all political parties, you know, slightly different levels, but very strong support for the idea of covering children. So I hope that this can help our elected officials kind of put politics aside and work in the best interest of families.
Joan, one final question. Does CHIP sunset with the Affordable Care Act? Does it dovetail into it? How do those work together?
That's a good question. No, it's actually funded for 2 years beyond the Affordable Care Act. Congress will have to take up the issue by 2015 of refunding the CHIP program.
All right. Joan Alker, the executive director at the Georgetown Center for Children and Families, talking about the rates of insurance coverage, health insurance coverage for children in America looking reasonably good in both Oregon and California. The national rate, 7.2%, Oregon 6.4%, California 7.9%. Joan, thank you so much for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thanks so much for having me.